Kine Chavav talks about Oz Bahalech Yirmiyoh El Kivri Ovis. Yirmiyoh HaNovi went to Kivri Ovis. Mesim, Toises and Masechta Shoita tells us, do not know anything. He brings down the Davlamed Alor base, when he talks about Kolev went to the Kivri Ovis to bespal, shouldn't be part of the Meraglim. Toises says, Mesim lo yodam mida, mashba mamaskona fila oviso oilam. So Toises says, al di tfila shezeh bespal medir lehem shkach nespal. Toises says, if you dive into the ovis, so then you zeicha for the mesim, you dive into them, they understand. So Yirmiyoh HaNovi is going now to the ovis, to dive to tell them about the Chorban Beis HaMikdash. And he says, "Mwatim Shaykh boys, why are you lying down there? Benechem Golu, Beteim Charei boys. Your children are in Golus. Your house is Chorav. Ayez Chus Ovois Be'eres Talu boys. Where's this Chus Ovois?" So if you know what the Chorban, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu answer to them about the Chorban? So later on in the Perek of here in the Kina, we mention, V'timu Har HaMariya. Timu Har Maria means we defiled. Umeitome Har Maria. Har Maria is the schus that we have, is the schus of the Akedah. Throughout the Yom Neroim, what do we daven? B'schus Atom, Yoitzi HaYoim. We use the schus of the Akedah for all our tefillahs. But Kadosh Baruch Hu told the Yirmiyoh, Timu as Har Maria means we lost the schus of the Akedah. We want Zoicha B'schus Ovis with the Chorban Beis HaMikdash. Because we didn't go on the derech of the Ovis. In order to be zoicha to the schus avos, you have to go into the derech of the avos. We know part of the Chorban started off with the chait of the meraglim. There were boicha b'chir shel chinam. The meraglim is associated with the chait, with the other words that caused the Chorban. Kolev, in order not to be part of the meraglim, where did he go? He went to the Kivri Ovis. That's where Kolev went. He went to Kivri Ovis. And he asked them, that's what Kolev asked. So Kolev went to the Ovis in order not to be. The Ramban in Parsha Shalach tells us, Moshe Rabbeinu did two tefillahs for Klal Yisrael. One is by the Chet Egel, and one is by the Chet of the Meraglim. By the Chet Egel, he mentions in the Pasuk, Zechor, remember the Schus Ovis. If you look in Parsha Shalach, you won't find they mention the chet, the chus avos. Because when people go against Eretz Yisrael, people don't want Eretz Yisrael, they rebelled, they didn't want to go to Eretz Yisrael, they lose chus avos. That's what the Ramban says. He could not daven with the chus avos when Klal Yisrael said they don't want to go into Eretz Yisrael. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu was careful in his tefillah, he did not mention the chus avos. Over here we're asking Yirmiyoh HaNovi, we have the only way to have his tefillah is, if we go in the darker Ovis, we have to prove, by Kriyas Yamsuf, Klal Yisrael came out Mitzrayim, the Yam didn't want to split. When he said to the Klal Yisrael, Allah loiv David Zorah, Allah loiv David Zorah. But then when they went out Savareim Bamaim, they went in their necks, in the water, suddenly the Yam splits. What happened then? He saw the Klal Yisrael and Amunah, and Moshe Rabbeinu told him to go into the water, that Amunah. Suddenly he realized underneath all that filth, all that Avodah Zorah, all that what they look like underneath, truly they are Taka of the Bonim. They are Bonim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to demonstrate that even though we have lost the Chus Avos, that's what we're diving through, we're asking for the Chus Avos. When did the Chorban happen in the Chodesh called Chodesh Av? In the Chodesh of Mamantra, we were called an Av. When you have Sinas Chinam, you show to each other, you don't brothers to each other, you don't have an off, you don't show an off. It's your dua, what it says in davening, which we say on every Monday and Thursday. We say Rabbeinu Shalom, Rabbeinu Shalom. And then the last thing we say is Achenu, which we say today, much more of Achenu. Achenu B'nai Yisrael, we don't mention Rabbeinu Shalom. Once there's Achenu, then Anachanam, we don't need to come unto Rabbeinu Shalom. If you look at every Shemini Esrei, the first bracha, I heard this once from Rabbi Foyer, he wants good diuk in the beginning of the first. We start off Elekeinu, it's our God, Elekei Avoseinu. So we call it Elekei Avoseinu, Elekei Avraham, Elekei Yitzchak. But the end of the bracha, it says, Maybe Goy Livnei Vneim. He should have said at the end of the bracha, Maybe Goy Livneim or Livnei Vneim. But in Geula, that means when Golus, there it says, Only Vnei Vneim. we've distanced from HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Golus. We've become distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't mention anymore that the Rabbeinu Shlom is B'neihem. We only mention the B'neihem, maybe Goyel, Livnei B'neihem. Because in Guantz we already need the Geula. That means it's, then we're demonstrated we are distanced from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who in this tefillah, we go through the end of this, he goes through the Amois, Koil B'chileo, Rachel Achoiso, Zilpo Bilo Makanenes, each one of them. But we know Rachel was the one that was answered, V'shovu Bonim L'Gvulam. What did Rachel demonstrate to us? Rachel demonstrated to us that she, the Chorban happened because of Sinas Chinam. Rachel demonstrated the opposite of Sinas Chinam. She was willing to be Mavatir on her entire life. She gave the simonim over to Leo. When she gave over the simonim to Leo, she had not yet gone to to Beis Yaakov yet. She had not learned the Ramban's terutz and why Yaakov was willing to marry two sisters. So she, at that moment, she thought that maybe Yaakov will not marry two sisters. And she was willing, in order not to embarrass her sister, to give over the simonim, losing her future. She was willing to give up the entire future, Rachel. That's what she's willing to give up. That shows selflessness. It's the opposite of sinas chinam. To do something for somebody else. But if you look at when the simonim, Rachel gave off the simonim to Leah, not only in a way when she gave off the simonim, she gave off the simonim, she thought she was losing everything. But what's the pasuk tell us now? The pasuk Yirmiyahu tells us, shavu bonim gevuram. She, in other words, she used this as a tool for a tefillah, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that was not jealous of my sister, I gave her everything. Why are you jealous of the other of the Avodah Zorah? The Medrash tells us. Rachel used this giving of the simonim as a way to influence Hashem on a certain level to give it, to take us out of Golus. And she was successful that she at least got a promise from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'shava banim l'gulam. She sold selflessness. So if anything, she wouldn't have given over, she wouldn't have had that tool. So if anything, she really gained in the future that our children are living. Sometimes when we give up things for others we think we're losing, we're really gaining. There was a story, there was a job opening, and two girls went to take over this job, they went to interview this job. There were two friends. One was married and one was single. And when they interviewed them, the girl that was single, the single girl was actually, the woman who interviewed them, the woman who owned this business, said she wants to take the single girl. And she said to her, my friend is married, she needs parnasa more than me, please take my friends. This woman who interviewed was so impressed, she took the friend, and she took this girl for a daughter-in-law. She said, you're Roy for my son, if you're willing to give up, you're my son. Sometimes in life we think we're giving up, we're gaining much more when we're mavater. A person who is mavater can gain. Rachel Amenu, by giving up, she really gains. We find similar by Leah also. Leah, we're both pregnant at the time, and Leah was mispalel to switch the vlodis, where that she was pregnant with Yosef, and Rachel was pregnant with Dina, according to Medrash, and she asked to switch them, in order that Leah, at least Rachel, should be equal to one of the Emois. She think Leah lost out one of the Shvatim. Who did Yosef in the end marry? Who did Yosef marry? Yosef ended up marrying Ostas Basdino. So in the end, Leah got it back. Her Enichlach are the children of Yosef. Leah thought she's giving up. She gave up for her sister. On the other end, in the future world, she really had those children. Came out from her. That's what we learn when we read this Kino. It talks about that Yirmiyahu goes to Schus Ovis. If we want to get out of this Golus, we have to go on the Darke Ovis. We have to go to the Derech of the Ovis, and through that we're Bezoichel to the Besura, which Rachel was God, Vishavu Banim L'Gvulam.